Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, 3:30 Eastern Time, on the eve of the OHL Classic at the Mayakoba. It's a beautiful field. We'll get into that tournament. We'll have a strategy for you, review last week's business, and a slightly abbreviated show, to be honest with you. I just had some oral surgery today, but we're doing our show because the show goes on. We have 132 men in this field. We'll get into that momentarily. All the events last week were so entertaining and interesting. I'm going to start out with the Champions Tour, where two winners, Bernard Langer, lost, if you will, to Billy Andrade in a playoff at the Cochise course in Arizona. However, he did win the $1 million bonus, the Schwab Cup. So congratulations to him. He is now the first man to win the Schwab Cup three times. Congratulations to Langer. And also, really hearty congratulations to Billy Andrade, who's found a real solid home for him on the Champions Tour. Billy now has three wins in the year 2015. He won two single events, individual events, and one team event with Joe Durant. Congratulations to Billy. I knew Billy would be good on the Champions Tour. I didn't see three wins in him in a year. I may be wrong. Billy Andrade on his way to what could be a very sterling career on the Champions Tour. He had a nice career on the regular tour, five wins. This is a real good kickoff for him. It was, by the way, his second full year on the Champions Tour. Peter Malnati wins in Mississippi, at the Sanderson Farms, in a much rain-delayed and rain-drenched event that did not end till late Monday afternoon. Congratulations to him, though. His first win, another first-time winner on the PGA Tour. Where does it end? I hope it doesn't. I just am enjoying the youngsters, these young players who come out of college now, who are raring to go. They know that they have done well in the foxhole in their whole careers as amateurs. They've done well in college. They've done well on the web.com tour or other tours around the world. Don't forget, European tour, Australian tour, Australia-Asian tour are all fine tours. South Africa, the Sunshine Tour, don't forget that. Brandon Grace, a product of that. So a lot of these young guys come out, they're tigers on the golf course, no pun intended. They play golf as well as anyone. They have no fear. They hit the ball a mile. They have great short games. They putt like Jack Nicklaus did in the 60s. They're really, really good is what I'm saying. And don't underestimate how good they can be under the pressure. That's what's so great about this. When you do it in a practice round, no big deal. But when you do it on a Sunday, or in this case a Monday, that's a big deal. So we are looking forward to an unbelievable future on the PGA Tour, and especially this upcoming year, because all of these young guys have got, like many of them have one win now. Justin Thomas has a win, waiting for Patrick Rogers to get his first. A lot of these guys have one win. All it takes is one, the door starts opening. And when it opens, watch out, because the latch is off. So nice going to him. Let's see, we had the Russell Knox winning in Asia. I'll tell you what, there's another guy. Russell Knox came awful close in America, the young Scotsman who played collegiately in America. Again, very seasoned. Everything fell into place for him. He is now a winner on the PGA Tour and is in the event this week in Mexico. Really strong field in Mexico, a lot stronger than the Sanderson Farms, as you might expect. 132 men, Only six major champions, but it's still a really deep field. We've got a lot of great players who have never won major events, but they're in this field. This one, and then next week at Sea Island, Davis Love's event, and that's it. Finally, wow, is the wraparound will be started, and we'll have a few weeks to catch our breath before we go to Hawaii. Okay, so in the field this week, guys that I really am taking a close look at, I mean, I'm taking a close look at almost anybody the way things are going these days. But, you like a guy like Harris English, KJ Choi started playing back again. Interestingly enough, you've got Derek Ernst in this field. Scott Brown, who's played so well. Jonas Blixt is in the event. Charlie Belgian. Brandon Steele, Sean Stephanie, who played so well here a year ago. The winner, by the way, last year, the defending champion is Charlie Hoffman. He has entered in the event. Stefani came in second last year. And Mark Wilson's in the event. Johnson Wagner. And young Harold Varner III, who made a pretty good splash early on in these first couple of events. Watch out for him. Another one of those young Tigers on the PGA Tour. Matt Kuchar's in the event. Let's see, we've got Graham McDowell, who hasn't played so well, but you know what? Major champion, great competitor, Ryder Cupper. And Peter Melnati, who did win last week at the Sanderson Farms, is in this event. So, before I give you my picks for the event, I want to give you my strategy. And my strategy today is facing adversity. You know, this is as much a part of the game of golf as anything that you have. Facing adversity. We try hard to not to be in adverse situations, but it's number one, first of all, it's impossible. And once you accept the fact that you're going to be in adverse situations a lot on the golf course, and that you embrace them. I started to become really, really proficient, really having more fun in the golf course when I embraced adversity. For example, you miss a green and you're short-sighted yourself. You're there's a bunker between you and a flag stick that might be tucked maybe 15 feet from the bunker. Many players try to get it too close, and they leave it in the bunker. The most important thing on a shot like that, get it over the bunker onto the putting surface. Don't try to be a hero. If you make a bogey, it's not the worst thing in the world. Double bogeys are bad. Triple bogeys are horrible. Pars are wonderful. Birdies are sensational. And bogeys are not that bad. We live on bogeys. Most amateur golfers actually live on bogeys. So my strategy today is accept the adversity, look forward to the next shot with anticipation and knowing that you can and you will succeed because you're going to have a game plan, a strategy, and a process and a system that's already set in place. So when that adversity hits, you don't hit the panic button, if you will. You hit the excitement button because you know you can perform, and you kind of look forward to that. And players that you're playing with won't do that, and you will have a heads up on them. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now for my picks. All right, I'm going to take Jason Bone, Spencer Levine, and Brandon Steele. That's Jason Bone, Spencer Levine, and Brandon Steele to win the OHL Classic at the Mayakoba in Mexico. Bone, Levine, and Steele. And I thank you for, it's a slightly abbreviated show today based on the fact I had some dental work done. I'm getting through it. Thank you. If you want to email me, love to get your emails. I get back to everybody. It may take me a day, but I do get back, I promise, to everybody. My email address, Bob, that's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until next week, when we'll talk about this week's event and preview Davis Love hosting at Sea Island on two gorgeous golf courses that were designed just for this time of year, perfect. We will see you next week. Until then, this is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me. One Thought Golf, Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.